Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I am excited about tonight's segment. I just like 3 minutes ago got back from Yonkers, where I visited to be at the wake of my friend Bridget Stone's mother. And the funeral service is going to be tomorrow. And I'm not going to be able to make the funeral service because I'm taking the French students on an activity. So after I scheduled the show today for 7:30, I learned that the wake was going to be between 4 and 9. So I'm giving God thanks and praise that with all the I was able to get back here just in time and got here safely. So, Father, I thank you for allowing me the safety and the protection that I was able to make it back here in Connecticut on time to be on the air with my listeners. And I send love out to the entire Holland family and on the passing of their mother. I know it does not matter how old we are. It is not an easy thing losing a mother. So I send love to each and every one of you, all the brothers and the sisters. 4 brothers and 4 sisters. That lady did it evenly. So again, I send my love to Bridget, her sisters, and her brothers. And tonight's show will be on sharpening your entrepreneurial edge. So we are going to be talking about, you know, are we working against the growth of our company? Should we concentrate more on who we are and the quality of our product and services? You know, we hear a lot of talk about competition and all of that. Really, you know, who is our competition? What is our competition? We want to talk about all of those things tonight. So I encourage you to join me at 646-915-8166. You want to be heard on the airwaves live. You can call in.
and join me. The chat room is always open, and I welcome you to the chat. So, again, I am going to be sharing from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. Tonight, I'm going to share for all of it. Express your gratitude. What am I grateful for? Just a word, a vision of life. Express your gratitude through giving. So those are the ones I'm going to share. And I'm going to start off with, I'm starting off with all of it, and I will intermittently, I'll go through each and every one of them. I'm not going to share all four of them at the beginning of the show, but I will, as I go on through the show, I will share each and every one. I hope you get something out of the show tonight. I know that I'm not always on during the night, but yesterday I had an extremely long day and I was not able to get up this morning in time to do the show. So I decided that I wanted to do it this evening. So here I am. And the first thing I want to share is from For All of It. And this is from Camin Bell. As I look back over my life, there have been many successes and many failures. Bad relationships, significant financial difficulties, challenging career choices, which headaches, much headaches, and many tears. Would I change anything? Absolutely not. Yes, there are times I wondered if I really had to go to the low places I went to get the lesson. I had to learn if there was another way, another road, I missed it. And I am grateful for all of it. I have learned to see it all as blessing. All of the challenges and the one that don't go away, go my way, were there to bless me in some way. Even if it took 10 years to know why, sometimes I had to let go of knowing and simple trust that the universe had my back. I couldn't be the person I am today without all of it, success and failures. I even count the failures as success because I at least survived, and in some cases, that was a very conscious choice. I have so much more compassion for those around me because of all that I have lived through. Given my own lesson, I can't judge anyone. I am grateful for it all. Amazing story. You know, as I read this, I'm hearing some of my story in there. So the number to call tonight is 646-915-8166. That's the number you can call to be part of this amazing, amazing conversation. We are going to be talking about straightening, sharpening our entrepreneurial edge. You know, we as entrepreneurs, we got to keep fresh. We have to always be on the cutting edge. So I want to start with 10 ways that we can sharpen our entrepreneurial edge. When running a small business, it is very important to lay out a plan of where your business is and where you want to take it, and plan the best way to get there. This can be a formal business plan, which sometimes you should definitely develop for your business and then update it from time to time. Or you can start out with a more informal mission statement and assessment of your strengths, areas that need improvement, and add the resources that you have access to. I know from experience that we need a solid strategy. The most important key is to develop a complete marketing plan. This should cover your business philosophy and your strategies for customer service all the way through what advertising you might want to place and where to reach your target customers. These tips will help you to update your business plan and to give you a fresh look on what you can do to sharpen your entrepreneurial edge. Know what is going on. Pay attention to articles in magazines, newspapers, television shows, trends. A couple weeks ago, we spoke about the trends, entrepreneur, and that show is a hit. We already have over 1,000 downloads on that. So we need to get sharp. You know, there are changes that is happening globally and nationally. You know what the international demographics are. This information can be very helpful in finding new business opportunities for us as entrepreneurs. It can also help to increase our sales, and it helps to provide new. We can also use that to provide new areas of and products as well. Ask and you shall receive. Go right to your most knowledgeable resource, your customers. Ask them for referrals. Explain to them how important this is to your business. Give them an extra incentive for spreading the word about your products and services. Provide a small gift or discount on their next purchase, in a nice way to show them how much you care or appreciate. Yes, if you're just joining me, we are talking about sharpening our entrepreneurial edge. So we want you to tune in and be part of this conversation. So, I just mentioned about ask and you shall receive. How are we doing? A marketing plan is only as good as the tracking system that we use with it. We put this in place to see where our marketing dollars are being most beneficial to our business. You will need to track each customer or request for additional information, you know, doing surveys and things like that. Get in the habit of asking your customers, how did you hear about us? Then keep that information in your database along with their name, addresses, and any special requests or preference they may have made to you. It is important to know how that customer found out through an ad, through a word of mouth, through a website, how. It is very important to jot that down. And at the end, you're able to see how majority of your support are coming. For example, on this radio show, the bulk of my listeners are from archive. And I am thinking it's because of the time of day that I do the show, 10 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of people are, you know, busy seeing clients or on their job. And after work, they go and they download. So I need to be creative and see what time works best for me. Let me check in with the chat room and see what is going on there. If you're in the chat room and you are hearing me, I am looking for my notes now, which I have on my computer. So I'm not seeing you. However, I am checking to see what I did here. I don't know what I did. I will be with you in the chat room in a minute. Get involved in the community. Join in your local chamber of commerce and other trade is a good way of sharpening your entrepreneurial skills. You know, I said to somebody the other day, I am meetinged out. I don't want to go to another meeting unless I can add value. You know, don't just go to the meeting for the sake of going. Be where you can add value. So join the Chamber of Commerce or other trade associations. We'll help us to get networking and find out how we can connect to add value. Help other people out with the experience you have had to work out problems they may be facing. More and more, the small business or the entrepreneurs world works best when businesses co-partner and act in a mutually interdependent way. So we, you know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we tend to be the lone ranger. And we want to just do it by ourselves. However, we cannot grow when we do that. So we must learn to open ourselves and be receptive to including others in what they're doing. So in the areas that you need improvement or growth, partner with somebody who is strong in those areas and help to sharpen those skills in yourself, and vice versa. You find somebody that you can sharpen their skills in the areas that they need improvement in. Okay? So, you know, never stop. You're always marketing your business and yourself. I said that to somebody the other day. Every time I walk through my door, I need to be ready in case I meet my $1 million client, my first $1 million account. Because once you're out, once you're through that door, you really do not have the time to go back to get ready. Be ready the minute you get out there. Not only in your attire, but in your attitude, your language is very important. So be ready in all aspects. Know that you are not going to have the time to go back to get ready. So you know that you never stop promoting your business. The minute you walk on the other side of your door, may it be your home door or your office door, you are the walking advertisement for your business. Even if you don't think it as a business setting, you are still conveying an impression of yourself and your business. Be helpful and listen to people. Helping people out is very rewarding all by itself, but you will find that other people notice and will think of your business first when they need the product or service you offer, because they know you are committed to the community and helping others. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to open house at the local newspaper in town. And the editor there, I had never spoken to. So I walked over, extended my hand, and I said to him, "My name is Daphne Clark Hudson, and I am." He says, "No, I already know who you are. I want to thank you for the work that you are doing in the community. Keep on doing what you are doing." So when you keep busy in the community, your commitment makes room for you. It opens doors for you. Aim for the right customers. When advertising, don't think big as in circulation or and exposure. Think targeted. Find out how your customers spend their time, what they read and what they do, like to do for fun. Then take the information and use it to help you target your marketing efforts so your message will reach this specific group of people that you are interested in, and those who would be interested in your product and your service. Now, you know, a lot of times people are saying, "Oh, well, you know, I'm going to advertise in the newspaper, or I'm going to advertise in the magazine," and so on and so forth. The first thing I think is important for us to ask is to, you know, are my customers reading that paper? You know, because if they are not reading that paper and magazine, they're not going to see your advertisement. So be sure that whatever it is you're spending your money on, it is worth the while. And it is reaching the target population that you want it to reach. Because a lot of times we keep spending our money, and you know, sometimes looking to say, that is cheaper and that is this and that's the other. However, cheaper is not always better. It is better to spend the money, and it is reaching the audience that we are servicing, than to get something cheap and nobody is seeing it, because the people who are reading it, they have nothing to do with what we do. They don't understand about our services. They don't understand about our products either. So it is very important to concentrate on our clientele. Next, there are lots of outlets. Develop different ways for potential clients to get to know you. Writing articles, doing workshops, or speaking are great ways to interact with your potential customers. Like this radio show that I do, like the TV show that I do. They will get to meet you and experience your style firsthand. If you are comfortable doing these things, think of ways to start small and build your confidence. Maybe give a book presentation at your local bookstore or library on a book you found interesting that has some correlation of the service or products that you are doing. Just excuse me here, my phone is going crazy. I will call you back. I'm in the middle of a radio show. So perhaps you could partner with someone else and present together. You know, they say oil seeks its own level. So, you know, partner with other people and see how you can grow from there. I want to share one more article from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. Just a word. And this is from Michelle Starr. This is how I came to have an attitude of gratitude. A single word can shape the lives of millions, invoke peace in nations, or birth the gift of life to a dead soul. A single word can make dreams come true, foster a business deal, or fix a relationship. A single word can guide the imagination, lead a team, or put money in your hand. A single word can provoke action, free the shackled, and create a leader. A single word can be the mouth of spirit, light in the dark, or an answer to a prayer. A spoken word is one of the most powerful things that I have experienced in my life. Yet, its power seems to be the most underused tool for empowerment known to man. To experience the full understanding of such power is to embrace your innermost treasure. Nothing can be said except that my unconditional gratitude has spoken without verbally saying a word. The empowerment evolution process. Be encouraged, be enriched, be equipped. Thank you, Michelle Starr, for that magnificent expression of gratitude. I will continue. Have a central theme. Remember, we are talking about how to sharpen our entrepreneurial edge. Keep everything consistent. What is most important to you? What is the essence of what you would like to provide to your clients? That is fulfilling to you. narrow in your focus and determine what you want to share will help you define your business style. You can then have all of your marketing materials reflect that style. This will attract the best customers. So you know that we as entrepreneurs need to be always reinventing ourselves. We got to get a makeover each and every day. Not only a glamour makeover, but an attitude makeover, a business makeover, an approach makeover, you know, a selling makeover, an image makeover. Because as entrepreneurs, we are a total package. Total package. We are not separate from our product, from our business name, from our language. We are all one of the same. So are you consistent with the message that is going out there? When people see you, are you different? And when you approach them about business, you're different. You are the only one that knows the answer to that. A taste first. Think of ways you can develop and tailor your service so that they can work with you on a small scale to begin with. Offer different services with different price points. People like to test things out. Make sure they feel comfortable and pleased with the service you provide. If you are offering different ways to get them to start using your service at a graduated price, they will experience firsthand the value you provide and continue to do more business with you. Next, know who your customers are. What types of products are goals that people have you would enjoy working with most? Are there clients in a particular industry, age group, or personal philosophy, or with a greater level of challenge? What you would like to work with, you got to know. You know, they say if you don't know where you're going, you won't know when you get there. When we focus on what is important to us in the characteristics of the clients we want to serve or the products we want to bring to them, we will attract clients that are most rewarding to work with. We'll be excited by the work we are doing together with our customers and ourselves. And we'll have a great person to refer you more potential clients with who possess the qualities and the rewards that they got from you. You know, when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay, one of the slogans was, if you want something to go around, just tell a woman. Tell a woman. Anything you want to go around, tell a woman. You know, because women, we listen to each other, don't we? We listen. And if I tell you something is good, you're going to take my word for it. If I say something is no good, then you're going to say, oh, I think she's right too. So we got to listen to each other. And especially as women, listen to women. And if we listen to women, we will not make any mistakes. I want to read an article I found here. Who's the author? Who is the author? Let's see. Let's see here. Who is the author? This was written November 4, 2010 by Bradford Shrimp. Sharpen your competitive edge. And how is your edge? When it comes down to it, and a prospective customer is looking at your business or other businesses, does yours stand out? As a small business owner, it is very important to maintain a competitive advantage over your competition. Of course, that advantage can take many forms, and sometimes you can find yourself sharpening the wrong stick. Here are three ways you can sharpen your edge. I've listed them here from least effective, don't do it, to most effective. Guess. This is silly, but a lot of small business owners try to maintain their edge by guessing. They go to their gut to determine what products, services, and marketing messages will be best to go to get more to customers. Sometimes they look at their past experience to inform their decision, which would be fine if everything were constantly changing. Sometimes when you guess, you get it right, but like gambling, you usually ended up with a losing record if you guess. If you cut prices, add a new product, or start using Twitter just because you think that is what the customers want, you may be up for a rude wake-up call. At the very least, you will be wasting time and actually losing competitive advantage. So stop guessing and start finding out what will make your business a better choice in the eyes of your customers. Study the competition. Raise your hand if you have ever made a change in your business or done something because your competitor was doing it. Don't be ashamed. This is a big temptation, and a whole lot of small business owners do it. Make changes because the competition does, not as a bad as trying to improve your edge by guessing. But first, you should make sure that the business you are copying or one-upping has actually done some research. Guessing yourself bad enough, but following a competitor's guesses is just plain crazy. In the most common scenario, you see a competitor who is beating you at the sale for sale. You, of course, want to find out why. If you can key in on what they are offering that gives them a better shot at the sale, you want to co-opt in, beat them at their own game, so to speak, and that's fine, but there is a big risk. there, here's the risk. Your competitor is a different business with a different business model. That works for them may not work for you. And all that glitters is not gold. You may follow your competitor into an aggressive price strategy because it seems to be working for them. But there are two problems. Number one, you traditionally sold on quality. Cutting the price is going to kill your bottom line. Problem number two is that they are cutting to the bone just to gain market share. Maybe their price strategy is not maintainable even for them. Don't follow your competition off the cliff. Know your own business. If you can pick up tricks or one up your competition and stay in the business model at the same time, then do it. But I don't advise spending an awful lot of time obsessing over your competition. You have something far more important to be obsessing about, your own customers. I am in total agreement. I have come to learn that my competition is my past performance and my past product. How can I improve my attitude? How can I improve my product? How can I improve the business and the service that I am giving out there? So that's what I have learned to use my time to focus on, not competition in other businesses, because things are never the way they appear to be. As he said, not all that glitters is gold, and you ought to know that. Sometimes what you're looking at and think it's attractive, it's actually a trap that is being set for you by that customer. By that other business. And you will be so gullible that you go fall for it and then lose. Some people I've known have lost character. Some have lost customers. You know, so be cautious. As he said, not all that glitters is gold. Engage your current customers. Talk to your current customers, learning about their needs and making changes in your business to better meet their needs is the best way to keep sharp competitive edge. If you know your customers, you will know how to serve them. In the end, a real competitive advantage doesn't take down to your ability to sell more or better than your competition. Instead, it comes down to your ability to connect to your customers and to serve their needs. If you spend all of your time improving your business based on direct feedback from your customers, you will maintain a razor-sharp edge over any other business out there. That is so true. Why? Because most small business and entrepreneurs, owners, don't spend any time actually engaging with their customers beyond a sale. That is so true. That is so. All of us, we are guilty of that. There are so many things we can do to engage our customers. I like the idea of a thank you dinner for groups of customers. I think you should be blogging and sending emails. But in the end, the most important thing is to adopt the attitude that you need to stay plugged in with your customers. They know what they want. Give them opportunity to tell. Add product when there is a real demand. Add a service that your customers really need. Price fairly based on what your customers are saying, not based on your gut or what your competition is doing. If you ask and if you listen, your current customers will tell you everything you need to know to build an insurmountable competitive advantage. Maintain your customers' relationships and you will maintain your edge. Further, everything you do in your business will be geared directly to your customers. Before long, your gut will be in the line with your customer. You will have so much knowledge of the customers that your guests will now be informed. The results of research. And as for your competitors, you won't need to follow their every move. Instead, they will start to follow you. That is so, 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 so true. I want to thank Mr. Shrimp for this amazing, amazing article. Yes, yes, yes. 646-915-8166 is the number to call in, and let's talk about sharpening the entrepreneurial edge. What am I grateful for? I am grateful for my heart attack in 2009 and the chain of events that followed, my son, my daughter, and the opportunity to reconnect with her. The most wonderful granddaughter anyone could have. My amazing daughter-in-law, who makes you feel at ease and comfortable the moment you meet her. How good life can be when you are surrounded by family. New beginnings. I was 57 years old before I felt what it was like to have your own family. I've learned that it is never too late to change or to see things in a more positive way. I used to make Murphy look like an optimist, but not anymore. I have a way to go yet, but with the love and support of friends and family, I'll get there. Paul G. Hoop. Thank you, Paul. A vision of life. There have been times in my life when I was just drifting along in a semi-conscious state, half awake, half asleep. Life's veil was thick. But there are other times when I feel profound connected to God. And it is during those times that I have received insights and revelation. I had this vision in 1999 during one of those connected times. There was an awareness that the purpose of every life experience, even every thought, every relationship, every circumstance, every moment of this truth is for realizing our oneness with God. I saw two doors floating freely above a whose beauty could only be described as heaven on earth. On one other, on one door was written the words, "Dark Night of the Soul." On the other door was written the word gratitude. I experienced the knowledge that I can consciously choose the door of gratitude. To become aware of oneness, our life will choose the other door for me to create that same awareness. Through either door, conscious or unconsciously, life will lead me to source of ultimately to the creation of heaven on earth. This came from Patricia Wagner. If you are just joining, please feel free to call in 646-915-8166. Yes. All right, so we spoke about the guests, engaging your customers. And that was lovely. That was a beautiful, beautiful story that he shared. Beautiful story. Again, call 646-915-8166. I am sure you have some tools in your toolkit that you have been using to sharpen your entrepreneurial edge. Yes, I find something again from what's her name? Lillian Corey. And she categorized herself as the designing cutting-edge work style for innovative leaders. Sharpen your edge. Life is a game, and this game is filled with all kinds of competition. Responsibilities and obligations come for your life. Other businesses are competing for your share of the market. Colleagues are competing for your job. The relationships at home compete with the relationships at work. Changing technology competes with the habitual comfort zone. Social traditions compete with more modern outlook. Accepting scientific facts compete with groundbreaking research results. So it's a continuous thing. Remember at the top of the hour, when I mentioned about as entrepreneurs, we need to continue to do our overhaul. We always got to keep reinventing ourselves. How do you win in this game, Linda writes. I have come to believe that there isn't a final score that indicates you have actually won the game. It's more like you play each round to the best of your ability and keep practicing to get better at playing the game. She's absolutely right. You learn from your success as well as your failures. Life is a lesson learned, yes. But you keep going and keep a positive attitude at all times. It's good to fall down, but get up and brush yourself off and continue. That doesn't mean you don't sometimes fall down, she says, and stay down for a little while. I have been knocked to my knees several times in my life. And while I was down, and I mean really down, in the fetal position, feeling like a total loser, I was restored by faith in myself, regrouping, revising my strategy, and surrendering to a total about face. Have you been in that dark place? Yes, I personally have, and I know many, many of the listeners out there have. Whether you have or haven't, this is a solution to sharpen your edge. When you are down and out, that's when you really need to take stock of yourself with searching honesty and identify your weaknesses. Then identify what you do about turning those weaknesses into strength. That's where sharpening your edge comes in. And it's critical to moving forward and growing as a human being, whether the challenges was in your personal or professional life. Some of the ways to sharpen your edge, Linda is sharing here with us. Continue your education, no matter when you went to school. The world's knowledge is greater now than you need to keep up. Read about your industry, your trends and cycles and patterns to every industry. And there is something new, always evolving. Keep up with the subscriptions to trade papers, magazines, etc., and read them cover to cover, including the advertisements. Cultivate relationships that challenge and support you. This may be the hardest one because you will need to be vulnerable and honest. And so will the other person. Choose your coach or mentor well. And their roles are different. We can talk about the distinctions between them. And for each of us, we know we need a coach and we need a mentor, but we don't always know what the difference are. So a mentor is someone who has already been where you were and has grown significantly in that area and can guide you along and hold you accountable for that progress. You model them. They're a role model for you, and that's it. A coach is someone who helps you to empty out what's inside, put them all on the plate, and prioritize what you're going to use when. The coach can guide you to have different options, different plans. Yes, you come to the coach with a plan A, and the coach is someone that facilitates a thought-provoking dialogue inside of you. Great. That's an amazing plan A. Now, let's hear about the plan B. And you say, oh no, I don't have a plan B because this is so perfect. I don't need a plan B. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And the coach will say, well, you know, let's start working on the plan B. Now, you tell me, Now you're going to create a plan B. What do you think that plan B ought to look like? And you go and you finish that one. Now you're sitting comfortable and you're all excited and everything. And the coach might say to you, well, what would be a plan B? And as a coach, we just help you to trigger the creative flow of information and empty it out and document them and store them away and prioritize them. Your coach helps you meet your deadline and give you nudge, you know, lovingly nudge you to let you know you are coming up to a deadline. So again, as a coach, we hold you responsible for that which you have set for you. As a coach, I do not make the plans for you. I help to facilitate them and help you to organize your thoughts and your actions. So if you are just joining, we are talking about sharpening your entrepreneurial skill. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And let me share some of the things that I personally have done to sharpen my entrepreneurial skill. I enjoy meeting people who have done some amazing, amazing things in life. I enjoy talking to people and asking questions. Like tonight at the wake I was, there's a young woman there who graduated from a university in Albany, New York, and she studied environmental science. And she looked at my nails and she said, they are beautiful, but I cannot polish my nails because I'm always working in the garden. And her auntie looked at me and said, oh, she's also a beautiful model. So there are different things you can do. You can have conversations with people, learn about what's going on in that area. Maybe they are from an area where you are not familiar with. Check out to find out some of the things that are going on in that community. And find out if that's a way where you can get involved and start a new relationship. Someone from India posted an organization on my Facebook the other day. I think it's about a little less than a week ago. And I was so excited to read about it. And I quickly sent an email to introduce myself. And I'm looking forward to an opportunity to work with those people. Yes, it's a different culture and everything. However, they are girls in the inner city. And that's something that I have a passion for. And I'm sure that if I get into work with them, that too is going to help to sharpen my skills. It's opening up a whole new area with a different culture of people. So I'm excited, and as that manifests itself, I will be sharing that with you. If you are just joining, we're talking about sharpening our entrepreneurial edge. You know, what are you doing? How are you doing it? Are you freshening up? It's like a pillow. You know, we always have to fluff the pillows. Fluff the pillows. Fluff the pillow. And it's the same thing as entrepreneurs. We got to fluff the pillow. I
When I was doing the research for this show, I saw this article, and there is a axe, you know, an axe that you use to split wood, and I got drawn to that, so I want to share it with you. 5 tools to sharpen your authentic edge. And if you're just joining, feel free to call in 646-915-8166. And now I'm going to read this article, and then I'll be back in the chat room. So if you're on the phone line or in the chat room, please just hang on. I will be there. So this article is entitled 5 Tools to Sharpen Your Authentic Edge. And this is by Tom Volkow. He's a business coach. This should be good, Tom. Your authentic edge is based on who you are. Where you are in your business development and what you have experienced. That edge drives your personal power. That's your natural position and advantage in the marketplace, and you will struggle to the degree that you fail to exploit it. When I first began following small business owners on Twitter, it appeared as though everyone had a thriving online business. A client also noticed this and asked, "Where are the regular people?" Ah, interesting. It matters little where anyone else is. Even if they are further along in their business development, here is what matters. You are exploiting their authentic edge. An outside focus will dull your authentic edge by positioning it in the reactionary hell of deadly comparisons. Success comes from looking within to determine the purpose of your business and what purpose must have a whole lot of you in it. Many content that Walmart hurts small businesses, yet you'll find thriving exceptions in every town. News of so-called global economic crisis permeates the airwaves, yet many one-woman and one-man shops are flourishing right now. When your eye is on the competition or the economy, it dumps you down and dulls your turn source of power. Your authentic edge is found within, and keeping it sharp is essential to your business success. Express authenticity, personal confidence equal business success. Create confidence will help you to complete more often, risk more frequently, bounce back from mistakes more easily, and keep your marketplace ASAP. Since confidence comes from within, how can we keep our edge sharp enough to act boldly? Here are 5 tools to keep your edge razor sharp. Ask yourself these questions, note the answers, and feel your confidence build. Passion. What do you really care about? Are you sure? Try this one. If you woke up tomorrow morning and had all the time and money you could ever need, what would you still care enough about to want to make a difference?
Number two, willingness. Early in our business development, we have more time to deliver exceptional one-on-one service. Express your willingness to do so. Those who are ahead of you in earnings or business development just don't have to give as much individual attention anymore. You both can, but you have the edge because you will. What's the greatest value that you offer right now that the big guys can't or won't? Number three, empathy. When people know that you rarely get them, and understanding leads to connect. I hope you have selected a business purpose that you have personally experienced or experienced in. If you feel the same pain as your market, then it's easier to be real. Holly Garden writes about empathy and market strategy. In which area do you really understand the pain of others? Because you are here now or recently have been. That's working well for you that they may not know. All right, we are going to I'll just have to share. I will go back to sharing. I will share this article with on my Facebook page, so you can go there and you can see that. All right, I'm coming back to that. That's I was going to share about the authentic edge right there, but it's a bit lengthy, so I'll share it on my Facebook page and you guys can go there and read it in its entirety. Yes, so we're talking about sharpening your authentic edge. We talked about passion. We spoke about willingness. We spoke about empathy. And we're now going to talk about imagination. We will unwittingly set our own limits. We get to make all the rules in our own mini empires. You get to imagine a business that perfectly suits who you are. When you hold yourself in high regard, you'll build your business in a way that will ideally serve you. By honoring who you are, you will also be in the best position to generously serve others well. Specifically, where do you need to rewrite the rules to expand opportunity? In what area of your business objectives are you thinking way too small? Practice number five. It is truly authentic to practice so much that repetition creates mastery. Yes. I like how Steve Pavolina explains Steve Covey's habit of sharpening the saw. Somehow, we have gotten it into our heads that engaged authenticity should come easily. It does for some and it doesn't for others. If you haven't been blessed with an obvious natural talent, then you have been blessed with the necessity of honoring the one he has. Steve Chandler thinks, practice the most powerful trick ever. What strengths have you been afraid to express? What natural talent scares hell out of you? If you practice the same strengths for 1 hour daily, how might that change your life? I'm challenging you to sharpen it onto our heads that engage authenticity should come easily. It does for some and it doesn't for others. If you haven't been blessed with an obvious natural talent, then you have been blessed with the necessity of honoring the ones you have. I'm challenging you to sharpen your authentic edge beginning now. The talent advantage of authentic business building is that the owner remains eager to do the work. When work is not a chore, you will naturally be more productive and attractive to ideal client. Which tool do you need to use the most to sharpen your authentic edge? I feel a definite bond with those of you who are building your business authentically. I also admire those of you who want to start a small business. Build a foundation on who you are. We are all in this together. In the spirit of the season, please watch an inspiring video. Steve Chandler. Amazing. So I'm going to share this on my Facebook page. And I pray that you all will enjoy this. Remember, if you are just joining me, feel free to call in 646-915-8166. And we are talking about sharpening our entrepreneurial edge. Powerful, powerful stuff. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So I want to take a quick commercial break here.
SuperFastLinkBuilding.com. The biggest challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs like you is getting your site to show up on the first page of a Google search. It's been reported that Google often changes their search reporting methods multiple times in the same day. That's why you can't use just any search optimization company. The SEO company that you choose has to think fast and move even faster. At SuperFastLinkBuilding.com, we've designed and developed a unique system to start positioning your site closer to the top. Our complex system of websites and blogs, along with our proprietary algorithms, are pushing our clients' sites to page one every day. Your site will never rise on its own. You've got to do something about it. Subscribe today. SuperFastLinkBuilding.com.
A vision of life. There have been times in my life when I was just drifting along in a semi-conscious state. Oh, I read that already. Yes, I did. Oh, well, maybe there's a reason. Did I read that already? There was an awareness of the problem. No. There have been times in my life when I was just drifting along in a semi-conscious state, half awake, half asleep. Life's veil was thick, but there are other times when I feel profoundly connected to God. And it is during those times that I have received insights and revelations. I had this vision in 1999 during one of those very connected times. There was an awareness that the purpose of every life experience, every thought, every relationship, every circumstances, every moment on this earth is for realizing our oneness with God. I saw two doors floating freely above, and seeing those beauty could only be described as earth. One door was written, "The Dark Night of the Soul," and the other door was written, "The Word Gratitude." I experienced the knowledge that I can consciously choose the door of gratitude to become aware of the oneness of life. Our life will choose the other door for me to create that same awareness through either door, consciously or unconsciously. Life will lead me to source and ultimately to the creation of heaven on earth. I guess Spirit wanted me to read that again for some reason, and I just did. Express your gratitude through giving. Gratitude is beyond a word. It's beyond a sentence. It's beyond a book. Nothing can really encapsulate everything there is to be grateful for. So rather than listing all of the things I'm grateful for, I'll only encourage you and me to express it by giving to others each day as I thank you. Give a smile. Stop when someone needs help. Send a thank you card. Surprise someone anonymously and pay for his or her dinner or coffee or toll. Compliment a stranger. Give a CD with inspiring songs. Bake for a homeless family. Organize a food drive. Pray for someone who feels pain. Pick up garbage. Show your gratitude for life and all of your blessings by giving. Jeannie Barrett. You know, yesterday I was up in Boston with some teenagers, and one of the young women, I think she's 14 years old, she had something on her shirt, and I said something to her about it. And she replied, "Oh, because I'm in love." And I said to her, with whom or with what? And she said, life. And I looked at her and I said, that was a great answer. Because she appreciates life. And she loves life. And she's willing to express it. You know, and I know today we are talking about sharpening our entrepreneurial edge. And, you know, life, every day we wake up, we are in because the classroom of life is open every day. We must read so we can acquire knowledge. We must train so we can help to build and elevate others. We cannot afford to isolate ourselves from the classroom of life. It is there for us, and if we pay attention, we will continuously be learning each and every day. We will be learning in such significant ways that will help to build our business and will help to sharpen our skills. Remember, we are never too old, never too old to learn. Never too learn. I mean, never too old to learn. Because each and every person that we encounter each day, if we open our mouths, open our hearts, open our minds, and work on our attitude, we will find out that there's so much lessons that we can learn from the people that we meet. And just as we are learning from them, they are learning from us as well. And there are times I know for me that I am teaching people directly. But a lot of the teaching that I do is done indirectly. Because people are watching you. People are modeling you. And this is why as leaders, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we got to know that we are an open book. Everybody's reading. We are a classroom that is open 24/7. And the beauty about this classroom, we don't need to extend invitation for students to register. Once we open our doors and we go outside, people are in the classroom. Some are in the classroom closely by interacting. Others are in the classroom from a distance, but they are still acquiring the lessons that you are teaching. So look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what lessons have I been teaching lately? What lessons have I been teaching? And you can even ask yourself the question, what lessons have I learned recently? What lessons have I learned recently? And from whom? And I tell you something. I am not ashamed. When I learn the lesson, I am not ashamed to let others know and to give them compliments on that. Thank you. Thank you so very much for that lesson. You know, don't just take it and just go away. Give people compliments. Just give compliments where compliment is due. Don't be embarrassed to let someone know, you know, I have learned that from you. You have done that so well. And it does not need to be a big thing or a lot of things. It can be small little things, but be sure that you can share some of that and let them know. All right? Now, here, Ed, this article is from Lan Lan, and it's from the China Daily Newspaper. You always hear everybody see how great the Chinese are at being business people. And this is from Beijing, China. And it was written May, June of 2011. China said on Thursday that it opened its market to all investors for foreign companies need to become more competitive to be successful. Xie Yung, a foreign minister spokeswoman, said that the Chinese market has become increasingly competitive and foreign investors need to sharpen their competitive edge to survive in the market. Enterprises of all countries should be successful in the Chinese market through their competitive edge and strength, she said. China provides a level playing field for all enterprises regarding issues of innovation, intellectual property rights, and governmental procurement. Her remarks came after U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke accused China of using investment barriers to block U.S. investors on Wednesday, ahead of the bilateral strategy of economic dialogue to be held next week. Locke said in a speech that the U.S. saw Chinese investment as a good thing for U.S. businesses and workers, but U.S. companies operating in China are frequently shut out of entire industries, according to a Reuters report. Jiang and China said, continue to improve its investment-related policies, abide by World Trade Organization rules, and provide a stable, transparent, and predictable environment for international investors. Chinese experts said that the recent complaints of Locke and the U.S. officials are largely a bargaining strategy ahead of the bilateral meeting scheduled for May 9th and 10th. That was last year. When the two are expected to exchange views on a series of crucial issues, such as the Yan'an exchange rate, policy, and intellectual property rights protection. The complaints sound familiar. Just as the old proverb goes, squeaky wheel gets the oil. A well-used tactic by the U.S., said Zimo Shanamong, director of the Economic of Diplomacy Research Center in Tsinghua University. He said the U.S. is also putting pressure on China on trade and investment issues as a bargaining chip for the upcoming high-level meetings in Washington. The U.S. launched their three anti-dumb countervailing investigations on Chinese exports, such as steel wire and steel wheels, in late April and criticized China's intellectual property rights protected by China on the priority watch. But according to him, the complaints are largely flawed, and Locke will obtain a better understanding of the real situation during the upcoming tender of the next ambassador to China. Actually, these companies have more complaints about the unbalanced investment opportunities investing in the U.S. Given the large size of the bilateral trade investment, frictions and complaints are normal, and cooperation will steadily go on, he says. Locke also says the imbalance of opportunities is part of the broader trend of China recently narrowing its commercial environment after a long and fruitful period of opening. However, the commerce minister Chen Diming and other economic leaders reiterated that China is maintaining openness as competition in the best interest of development. So you see, there are so many tactics and so many ways that we can sharp our skills, but we got to go out there and make these things happen. We must go out there and make these things happen. As entrepreneur, it doesn't matter how successful we are. You know, there are entrepreneurs who are already millionaires. Don't sit down and don't become comfortable. Take somebody by the hand and help them to sharp their entrepreneurial skills. What can you do to help those of us who are farther down the ladder to leverage all the sharpening tools that are out there? We are in a world now where we must leverage all opportunities, all resources, all relationships that are out there for us. We must learn how to appropriately leverage these things. There are still so many of us who are standing on the sideline watching the game being turned. You know, I know that I am looking for opportunities to be in the game. In the game of life, in the game of business, in the game of entrepreneurship, I am ready to play this victory. And I know I cannot do it by myself. And I'm ready, willing, open, and receptive to play this game with others who are willing and ready to embrace. It might be with co-authoring a book. It might be sharing the speaking stage. What it is, there's so much we can do to help sharp each other's skills. If you're just joining, please call in 646-915-816 and let me know, how have you been sharpening your entrepreneurial skills? What are some lessons that you have learned along the way? I know that we mentioned about how are we working against the growth of our businesses. I think that one of the ways that we are doing that is our lack of willingness to partner with others. Because we think that if we expose our system, our methods and things like that, people are going to be stealing our ideas. And because of that, we are so reluctant in welcoming others. However, I have come to understand that no one can do you like you do you. You got to be trustworthy. You got to trust others. You got to respect others. And if you go into a relationship with trust and understanding, you will attract trust. You will attract trust and understanding. So we don't need to stand in our way of success by overprotecting that which we have. We need to bring others to be part of that empire that we are building. I think to a lot of us, we are tripping over ourselves. It's like we set up boulders in our way, and we turn around and we trip right over those. We must learn to get out of our own way. We need to stop sabotaging who we are, and more so, stop sabotaging who we need to be. So, in other words, get out of your own way. You got to free yourself. Know that the world is not against you. A lot of times we feel like, oh, that person doesn't like me, and that person doesn't this, and that person doesn't that. Do you like yourself? And how much love are you sending out to the people around you? Once you do that, nobody can take away what is rightfully yours. You know that the universe is so faithful. And the universe rewards us each and every time. I know nobody on this earth. Doesn't matter how rich you are, how qualified you are, you cannot take away that blessing that is for me. Just like you cannot take my skills and talents. You just can't. Because what is mine and mine is mine. What is yours. And we can come together as we work on the sharpening process. You and I can come together. We can connect. We can embrace and we can together. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And if we can remember that, then we will go into these relationships with an open heart. We will go in with trust, love, and respect, knowing that no one is trying to harm us. No one is trying to take away what is rightfully yours. No one is trying to see our business under. We are in this together, and we will grow together. Do not harbor any grudges, because if you harbor grudges and envy and jealousy, that's one way of preventing your business growth. Yes, people will say or do things to you that will hurt you. But we got to learn to bless and love and let them go. Know that what those people have done, it was not done directly to you. It was done out of their hurt. People are hurting. We live in a world where people are hurting. Not only as entrepreneurs, not only as small businesses. Overall, people are hurting in business. People are hurting in their personal lives. People are hurting on their job. Know that when somebody lashes out at you or they say something against you, it's not really against you. It's out of the hurt that they're feeling. You can, you know, they say water doesn't step on an oil body. If you put oil on your body and you step under the shower, the water keeps running off your body. And it's the same way when somebody says something that you choose to feel hurt about, know that it is out of their hurt that they are doing it. It's not directly directed at you. So We need to be at peace with every man, every woman that we meet. Because when we live at peace, we are, it's like nutrient for a growth. It's like what they call that thing you put in the garden, miracle growth. You know, when you are at peace, you send a lot of love and positive energy out. It's like miracle growth to your business. Because when we do that, we begin to attract the right type of clients. We are not attracting people who do not want to spend money. We are not attracting people who are just freeloaders. We are attracting people who want to be beneficial from our service and also to take advantage of what it is that we are offering. I personally know that when you remain at with every person, you are attracting prosperity. You're attracting a life of abundance. You are attracting natural, miraculous energy. And, you know, the universe covers our back. The universe is protecting us. No, can stop us from prospering, from that which we are supposed to prosper from. In order for our business to grow, we must step out of our way. We must step out of our way. We must step out of our way. And when we step out of our way, we are going to notice that there is so much growth that's taking place. It's like, you know, they always say that the grass, sometimes we look and we think the grass is greener on the other side. But if we begin to pay attention to our side and just show love and gratitude to everyone around us, before we know it, we are going to have a lush green garden. So I'm just excited that we were able to do this event tonight, and that there is something that we have here that will help to sharpen our skills and to sharpen our entrepreneurial edge. Every day we wake up is a day for us to learn and for us to continue to build on what it is that we are doing. Be ready to grow, because there is so much that is out there for us. So much is out there for us to prosper from. And if we are looking for something, then we can just grow from where we are. So I just want to encourage to just keep focusing on those tips that I share with you that can help you to sharpen your entrepreneurial edge. So I just pray that you have gotten something out of the segment tonight, and I look forward for you to call in and to share your stories of sharpening your entrepreneurial skills with us. And remember that only you can prevent your growth, but so long as you begin to trust and to know that you have the power to become all that you want to become. So follow your destiny and do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Be blessed.
Tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.